And then with so that's a bit about your dad.
Well, my dad, that's right.
And then your parents had Cliff.
Yes.
Cliff's second name.
Cliff, he didn't have a second name. My father didn't think that he needed a second name. Mm-hmm. So they must have chosen a big first name to do with the shorter by Cliff.
Mm. And then there was you.
Then there was me.
And you, Doris Isabel.
After
Isabel.
Isabel.
Right. Yeah. And Cliff always lived at Easter Crescent, did he?
Yes, he lived at Easter Crescent.
So he bought that house when he was married?
Oh, no, yes, later they built again out of...
That's right.
So Cliff bought the family home?
No, he was further up the hill.
Oh, he was further up the hill, he built a house up there. Mm-hmm. And then later on they lived in Beaumont Lane, but I've heard that they shifted, that Karen has shifted from there, but I have lost touch with her. I wrote to her every Christmas.
The last bit you got back, Kimberly.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. For about 20 years, and I never heard a thing from her. And I think I didn't send one last year. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
But the two boys that...
And Cliff had?
Two boys.
Ashley.
Maxwell. Maxwell was the eldest one. Mm-hmm. They lost their middle boy, Alistair.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He died from
meningitis. Yes, he was 11 months old.
Can you remember that, Ross? Mm-hmm. I can actually remember.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
I remember
he was being very tiny and he was dying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it
that from measles
or anything? No, it just sort of came on very, very suddenly.
That would have been before cancer.
Yes, a long way. Actually, he got over one part of meningitis and it sort of developed in the other, not exactly reoccurred. The germ went to another part of it.
Mm.
It was, of course, in those days that
kids had to get over.
Yes. Mm. Mm. So often the children did get over that.
Well, for me to remember, it must have been. End of the war.
Just makes it more miserable.
Mm-hmm.
But with going back again, none of those men that we've talked about went to the First World War.
No.
Your great whatever.
No, the Cardinals were attached with the war there. But we weren't to see. Cliff was only a child.
Right, but the one that the Fondy Mott must have lived through the First World War, he was probably too old and too just missed getting.
Cliff was too young,
And the father,
was too old.
Right.
That's perhaps what we could put it that way.
Right. And
Harvey Stewart didn't go to the war either. But George Cable did.
Mm. Right.
And he joined up he wasn't gassed. The only thing that ever happened to him in the war for 4 years, right from go to woe, that horse stood on his foot.
Oh, obviously it was a First World War.
Yes, First World War.
He went to the Boer War as well, didn't he?
No, not George. George went to the... he was only 18, I think.
In the First World War.
So I thought he did some horse riding in the Boer War.
No, I think he went to that one.
And then with...
I think Georgie was about the only one that... Right. From our family, family, that was at the war.
Mm-hmm.
I dare say Uncle Jim's family were, but I mean, he went to Highwork, and his family, I never knew them really.
Mm.
He married a girl up there and had them.
George Cable was a home guard in the Second World War. He said he went down to had rifle practice and he said they thought he was quite good. He was the only one that had to take.
Oh, so
then with Dad, you met up, you left school and worked in the DIC and that must have been during the Depression.
Oh yes, that was in the Depression time. You got a job at anything.
Do you remember what you were paid, first of all?
$10 a week.
Which is about a dollar.
A dollar, actually, a week.
Yeah.
go somewhat further than Mount Everest. That's amazing.
And the job was a full-time job.
So oh, yes. Yes, it was Auntie Bell. You see, she had worked in the DIC, I told you.
Oh, the TV. Yes,
and she, oh, and George Crow was the manager for the DIC when I was wanting a job. And she spoke to him about her niece that wanted a job, and she knew George Crow from years previously when she was working there.
Mm.
I suppose that's how I got a job.
And was he quite liked it?
No, not really. I mean, I had no choice. You didn't like your job. You just had a job and hung on to it.
Mm.
That was really about all.
And how did you meet up with Dad?
Well, Dad went to the Capuchin Presbyterian Church where I went.
You met in
sort of in youth work, I suppose. Right. Sort
of that Bible class. And then, talk about that, but you got married in Dunedin.
It was 1936 we were married in the evening.
Did you have the sort of sense that war was coming then?
We had the sense that war was likely to come.
But you sort of hoped that it would be a threat getting married.
Yeah. No, not really. Well, not in 1936. See, 1939 was the war.
So Hitler came to power at that time, didn't
he? Mm. Yes.
I wonder how well the history books.
Jack was already operating. What was it? Jack. Oh, yeah. But the news wasn't so good. I mean, it wasn't here.
33, yeah, right.
1932, I think, was the beginning.
I think Jack's right, 33, I think.
33, that's right, 33 it was.
And like about a hole in the sock, and we used to say when you had a toe stuck in your sock in those days, it was out of prison.
Really?
It was so many expressions.